Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person
Hi,
you're transferring?
I have Mr. Robin Rockwell here on the other line. He got exposed to Roundup. Could you please take the call from here?
Yes, thank you so much. Hi, Robin.
Thank you. Hi, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Jessica. I'll be helping you out today. The call is being recorded. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Say that again.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Right.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
That's my understanding.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear.
Me too. Not fun.
And did you ever have any other, like, reoccurrences where you went into remission and then it came back?
Not yet.
No? Okay, good. And you said you were diagnosed yourself. Let's see. Do you know what year you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
20... I'm trying to remember all the dates.
Okay. You just give me the year. Oh, sorry, the phone cut out a little bit. What was it?
Yeah, they've been going out with all the votes going through the internet.
Okay.
17, I think it was around September.
September 2017. Okay.
Yeah.
And were you spraying the product at home or at work or both?
No, I had a large residential yard with a Chattahoochee pebble driveway, and all the weeds would come up. So to keep the weeds down, we'd spray Roundup, and also they'd come up in the lawn, and we had to keep them down too. And Florida's
okay.
Always taking back the property.
Mm-hmm. So it was used for, like, lawn care and maintenance?
Yeah.
And you were the one that was doing the spraying?
I did a bunch of it, and then I had some people help me, too, because after a while, I didn't have time to do it all myself. It
okay.
went on for a number of years.
Okay. So you did spray it yourself, personally, and then do you know what city you sprayed it in? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it would get on my sneakers from the wet grass. And
mm-hmm.
Plants.
Yeah. Do you know what city you sprayed it in?
Yeah, the city of West Palm Beach, Florida.
Palm Beach.
My address is West Palm Beach.
Oh, okay. Sorry, one moment. And then were any other family members or neighbors also using the spray and get diagnosed with the lymphoma?
Not on my property, no.
Okay.
That I know of.
Okay, no worries. And what was your age at time of diagnosis?
What was my what?
Your age at time of diagnosis?
Well, let's see, I'm 80... just about 80 in a few days here.
Mm-hmm. What's your birth year? I'll do the math if you want.
Okay, I can't do math at 80.
It's okay.
Born in 1939.
39. Okay, so you were 78?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. And let's see. So do you know when estimately you first started using the product? What year? And this is just best to your knowledge. Was it when you moved into a home?
Yeah, shortly after we moved into the home, mm-hmm. which was in 1985, but the weeds, of course, were not instantly growing, so it took a while until mm-hmm. they started coming up, so about
2000?
2007, I think it was. If I remember
2000.
Right.
Okay, so 2007.
Yeah, best I can recollect. It was a long time ago.
Okay, no worries. Did you ever stop using it?
Yeah.
Okay. What year was that?
Around 2017.
Okay, so you used it for a total of roughly 10 years?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. But do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more total?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
It was like a 2.5-acre
okay. Yard.
Driveway was a sizable portion of that where the weeds kept coming up.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a landline I'm speaking on right now.
Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just let me know. You can give me yes or no's if you were diagnosed with any of these. HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No, osteoarthritis, but not rheumatoid.
Rheumatoid, okay.
No,
and then diabetes or any other cancer that required chemo?
No diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
No chemo.
Okay. Any family history of cancer?
No, it's not prevalent in my family.
Okay.
Strokes, yes, but diabetes, cancer,
okay.
No.
Okay, and then we'll go through the injured party information. So you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then the spelling of your first name, is it R-O-B-I-N?
Correct.
And then Rockwell's at R-O-C-K-W-E-L-L?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And are you married?
Technically, yes.
Yes.
I've separated them.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
11/14/39.
And again, it was 11/14/1939?
Correct.
Okay. And then your social?
You need that, huh? I think I gave it to you already, but it's 121-32-3261.
And again, it was 121-32-3261?
You got it.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like a TV commercial, social media, friend, family, doctor?
Exactly. TV commercials. TV. And my sister-in-law.
Family. Okay.
A lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Same disease.
Oh,
but
wow.
She's passed away.
Oh. Okay. And how did you first become aware of your injuries, that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? Was that in, after your diagnosis, or like after you saw the TV?
From the commercials on TV or the notification on TV, I guess you'd call it.
Okay. What do you know what year that was, roughly?
Probably in the early 20s.
20. Okay. And then what is
20.
your, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
I lost track. So.
Do you want to do 2020 for when you saw like the TV potentially? Would that be the best estimate?
We'll be 20.
Okay. And then what is your height?
About 5'6" in the morning and five in the afternoon when they shrink.
And then what is your weight?
About 152.
Okay, perfect. And then primary contact information. So we have an email here. It looks like it's R M as in Mary Rockwell at gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yes.
Okay, and then the phone you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
No, it's my landline.
Landline. Oh yeah, forgot. I apologize. And there will be 'cause I'll send you the documents. Are you able to log into your email?
Yeah, I can log
You
into my
can.
email right
Okay.
now or afterward.
Here, yeah, once we're done, I just wanted to make sure that you did have access to it. And then what is your spouse's name?
Barbara Jo, J-O.
Barbara Jo. Okay. And then the Roundup usage information. And this is all best to your knowledge, keep in mind. So estimates are okay. But do you know how many times per month you were using Roundup?
It was pretty much used weekly.
Weekly, so maybe like four
Florida.
times.
Yeah, Florida
Okay.
vegetation grows very
Yeah.
aggressively here, especially.
Okay, so four times. And then was it year round that you were using it?
Pretty much
Pretty
as needed,
much.
which was mostly year round to keep them down.
Okay, so that would have been 48 times per year. And then 48
Plus or minus.
times the 10 year, over the 10 years would have been 480 roughly. And then,
Sounds
let's see,
about.
yeah, that sounds right. Okay. And then, did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
Rubber gloves when mixing the chemical and putting it in the sprayer, but that was
Okay.
about it.
So it was concentrated too that you were using.
Yeah, we had
Okay.
to dilute it with water.
Okay.
It was a, like a 2 acre yard, so we had to use quite a bit.
Yeah. And you only use the product in Florida, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then let's see. Did you use Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you use Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. And then you already told me you started roughly in 2007 and you stopped using it in 2017. Let's see here. Did you ever get your water, like your drinking water from a well?
No, we had city
No.
water.
Okay. And
City
have you
West
ever
Palm Beach.
been? Okay, perfect. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange? Okay.
Not to my
And
knowledge.
okay. And do you know where you were purchasing the Roundup? Was it from like a Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace's, Walmart, Tractor Supply?
Lowe's, Home Depot.
Lowe's and Home
The two
Depot. Do you?
stores nearest.
Okay. Do you have any receipts still by chance or old bottles?
From then, though, and I since
Yeah.
sold the property to somebody
Okay.
else that's
Okay, no worries.
building more house.
Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
Never.
Okay, good. And are you currently employed?
I'm retired now.
Retired, okay. Did you lose any time from work due to surgeries or treatments related to the diagnosis?
Some I was working for myself to back off and take it easy, at times.
Okay.
The radiation treatments knock the stuffing out of you for a while, you're
Yeah.
weak for the rest of the day, kind of.
Okay. Thank you. And then have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the Hawaii Air National Guard,
Air National Guard.
Honolulu, Hawaii. Yeah. And Air Force
Thank
Reserve.
you. Okay. Well, thank you for your service as well. Do you know what, let's see, it says dates of service. Do you know what years you were in?
Nineteen 1960 to 1966, I think it was 2 3 year enlistments.
Okay. And then what type of
Started
discharge did you receive?
honorable.
Honorable. And then were you ever stationed at Tule Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. And then do you receive VA benefits?
No.
And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
In business, there were,
Business. Okay. No worries. And have you ever filed any disability, workers' compensation, or bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, and then other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been committed, or excuse me, ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No, okay. And then, let's see, the medical information here. There would be a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
Well, that's been an issue because the records, which you're welcome to get if you can track them down. I've tried and I can't get them. South Florida
Okay.
Radiation Oncology,
It was
SFRO.
Florida
They had five off.
Radiation Oncology.
Yeah, South Florida Radiation Oncology, SFRO. They had five offices in South Florida here. And the
Were they?
guy, Dr. Martin, the lead doctor on that, along with a doctor from, I think, the University of Pennsylvania or something. He was from us, and he had moved here, but he moved back to Australia with his new bride, and I haven't heard from him since, and I haven't been able to track him down. So I don't know, you know, they had that terrible COVID problem in Australia for a while, and that might have got them.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't find about it. And there's one office left in Florida, SFRO, but I don't know if it's operated by the same people or not. It doesn't appear to be. It might be where somebody took over the name, you know, or trying to capture the business.
And
but all they did was cancel.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And there are two or three offices just in the West Palm Beach area, one of which had the radiation source that they crank out of the, like a...
Okay. Well, they have a really good document team, so they'll be able to, if there is any issues, they'll let you know, but they should be able to get it because it wasn't that far, or excuse me, long ago, and the hospitals or facilities are obligated to hold those on or hold on to those. So, and there's no other, like, did you go to any other treatment facilities or hospitals, anything like that?
No, it was all done through SFRO.
Okay. And what city were they in?
West Palm Beach, Florida, but they're also down on Boynton Beach and Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, but you were at the one. You were at the one in West Palm Beach.
Well, they're like two or three offices in West Palm Beach area.
Okay. Does the one on
the source over in the Military Trail office?
Do you think you went to the one on 45th Street?
No, but it was close to that, where I got the radiation. It was on
Boca Raton, Florida? Boca Raton?
Raton?
Yes, thank
no,
you.
That was south.
That one. Okay.
I think there's an office remaining there, but I'm not sure. I haven't been to it or dealt with them or know anybody there. There was West Palm Beach, and they had one on Military Trail and one over on, I think it was US 1 highway, closer to the water, close to the beach.
Which one did you go to, the Military Trail?
Yeah, Military Trail.
Okay, let me see.
And they kept the source, though, over on, I think it's US 1 near the beach, closer to the ocean.
Okay, one moment here. Do you remember? Okay, one second. Let me actually get the address here first. Radiation Oncology Institute on Military Trail. Does that sound familiar?
That's slightly name, but it could be maybe they kind of grabbed the name and modified a bit and took over the facility to get the business. I don't know.
Okay.
SFRO was the name they advertised in the newspapers and
let me
TV
see. SFRO.
Sugar Frank. Radiation oncology. All they did was cancer work. They had the linear accelerators and all the fancy new stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll put the, bear with me. Do you remember the doctor's name?
Marty Ken, but I'm not sure how to spell it. The Australian guy.
Okay.
M-A-R-D-E-K.
D-E-K-A-N,
I believe. I don't know.
Okay. It's okay. Let me see.
he went back to Australia after he found his bride.
Okay, one second here. And you had treatments there as well?
Yeah, the treatment started there on the military trail office.
Okay.
So like 5 a week.
Okay.
And then a break on the weekend, back the next week. And then they had the heavy treatment after that that pretty much knocked you out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The high dose, they called it, I think. High dose radiation. That sound right?
Do you remember what year you had that done? The treatments?
Oh, it had to in the range that it gave you.
2017, 18?
Maybe 17.
17, okay. And then you said you had radiation. Did you have any other, like, chemo, surgery, stem cell transplants?
No chemo and no surgery. They were trying to head that off with the high dose.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
701 South Olive Avenue, apartment 2101, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401-6532. And I just sent you my driver's license again a little while ago, so you should have that too.
Okay, one moment. So it's 701 South Olive Ave, number 2, apartment number 2101, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401.
2101. Is that what you
have? Yes, for the apartment number.
Yeah, 2101.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah, Barbara Jo Rockwell.
Do they live with you?
No, but
down
the street. She has 714-888 is her phone number. Same area code, 561.
Okay, so it's 561-714-8888.
No, 7888.
Oh,
7838.
Okay. Sorry about that. And then we have permission to contact her just in case if anything does happen.
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. So bear with me. I'm going to go ahead and prep up the forms and send them over to your email. Do you want me to also send you an email with the law firm's name and their phone number? Or would you want to write it down?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and email it to... go ahead.
Injured hand.
Okay.
Write a lot, so...
Okay, no worries. I'll just email it over to you then. I would, while I'm doing that, if you want, you go to the computer if you have one and log into your email so we could do the signing and make sure that you receive the documents, okay?
Okay, I'll go to my Gmail.
Okay, and I'll be...
laptop.
Okay, perfect. And I'll be right back, okay? Bear with me.